It's the start of the podcast, which means Carrie and Tommy are on right now. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, news. Welcome to your Wednesday afternoon, everyone. How are we, guys?
So good.
Middle of the week already.
Quick week. You know what that means, though. We're getting closer to Friday. You know what's happening on Friday, Bickers?
What's happening on
big
Friday?
Big celebrity guest.
Yep.
One of the biggest in the world.
Yep. An interview I have been waiting for 3 months.
Why do you sound so flat about it?
Because,
didn't go as planned?
No. Surprising when it involves you.
It went amazing.
It went tits up is what happened.
Jeez, I didn't know we could just say that. Can you? Don't you
that's
have to
what
say,
happened to it.
It went, okay. That's coming on Friday.
That's
a long
tease. Stay tuned till Friday.
Do not touch that dial. Don't get out of your car. Keep driving around if you have to. Do whatever you need to do. So much coming up on today's show, though, because including my triumphant world into my triumphant step into the world of becoming a top chef in the country.
Yeah, I saw this. Mm. You're nowhere near it.
Oh, mate.
Gordon Ramsay, if you were in the kitchen with him, he'd be screaming at you.
He actually got in touch with me.
Oh, yeah, right. Even the woman whose recipes you've been doing wouldn't get in touch with you.
Yeah, she did actually.
Donna Hay got in touch with you.
She did.
She did not.
She did.
Under stop my post. Murdering my recipes.
Mate,
please stop disgracing my name.
Humiliating yourself and me.
Okay.
Anyway, you're going to tell us all about this delicious new recipe next.
You know what? Donna and I are going to have a dinner party. You're not invited, you jerk.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Justin Bieber, hold on. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday, are they?
Because it's getting right.
I was just having a sniff.
Close there.
To your, what are you calling it?
It's my arm. That
smells good.
That is nacho zanya.
Nacho zanya.
Yeah. So I hit the.
What?
Oh, geez. We've got to wait a bit for this.
Worth it. Jess, were you very proud of that? You
got, mate,
you took
that
a shrug
comes
then.
In straight away. You just weren't listening. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, let's try again. That right there, biggest. No, not. Hang on. Third time's a charm. That right there, that is nacho zanya. Nacho, nacho, nacho. Now,
that's
remove the first two attempts for the podcast and it'll sound great.
I saw you making this online on Insta last night.
Talk
me through what I've got in front of me.
So I wanted to make basically lasagna, but with chips, corn chips, instead of the layers of pasta.
Why? Because lasagna is amazing the way it is.
Yeah, but imagine if that was crispy corn chips.
But they're never going to be crispy.
Through. So I didn't know that, mate. I'm
not
good at cooking.
Of course they're not
going to,
though.
Yeah,
you soak them and cook them.
I didn't know the stuff went soggy like that. And of course,
you've had nachos before, haven't you?
Yeah.
So when you eat nachos, the bit that's been in the hot chili sauce and everything, what consistency are those nachos when you go to eat them?
For argument's sake, crunchy.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
And so I put this in the oven, and of course then I got so many people, they're going to go soggy, and I'm like, these people don't understand how food inventions work. Sometimes they just come good. Of course, I took it out. It was the soggiest thing ever.
But was it delicious?
It was delicious, but what I discovered was I really was after the crunch of that corn chip. And so I decided, why not just add more corn chips? You've got corn chips in front of you. You've got some nacho zanya there.
Do you know
you
can almost make a nacho zanya? I've made it before.
Don't tell me.
No, you just make chili con carne, right?
Yeah.
And then you use that and layers of corn chips and cheese and you build it up. But then your top layer is just like you would put nachos in the oven. You leave them open, exposed, so they get all crunchy and crispy. And then you put a dollop of sour cream and guacamole on top. So then underneath, you've got the chili con carne and layers of...
You just made chili con carne.
No, because I've layered it with the nachos chips.
You made nacho con carne.
Did you make chili con carne here?
No, that's because... Did I make the sauces?
Yes.
Yes.
But is it taste like Mexican or does it taste like
lasagna.
Italian?
Yeah, it's a bolognese.
No, but if you're going to make nacho zanya, you need to have the flavours of nachos.
That's the corn chips.
No, but you also need to have like the chili side of it.
Why? Don't tell me about my invention.
bad lasagna.
Yes, nacho lasagna.
Chip lasagna.
Yes. No, don't eat it with a chip.
Yes. Okay. Am I breaking up the chip on it? Doesn't, or am
no,
I
just
digging
like
in?
A dip. You have it like a dip. Okay. Yeah, do that. Great. Okay. And then get in there and just put a bit of that on your chip.
It feels very hot.
Yes, it is. Been in the microwave. I hope not. Maybe take a little bit and see.
Oh, very hot.
Is it? Sorry, if it's too hot. I just want it to be. Oh, sound the crunch and hear that. Now, just talk us through your palate there. What's happening?
I can't from my mouthful. sorry, guys. No. Oh.
It's good, isn't it? I'm just trying to preempt the answer.
That there.
Yes.
Is one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten.
Yeah, great.
That's so yum.
Tommy Hayes back, guys. So I must admit, Sonda,
so good.
The boss of this show, she messaged me this morning and she said, her exact words were, you're going to bring that horrible mess of a meal you made into the show. And the reason there is only a little bit there is because Johnny and I were eating the leftovers and we were down to like one bit and we're like, oh, we've got to take this into the show.
That's so good.
That's the last remaining bit of nacho lasagna on the planet.
You better send that to Donna Hay. She needs to put that in her next book.
That next bit?
Maybe not the bit that I've regurgitated, but make it again and send it to Donna.
I feel like it can get better. I have a.
The only thing I think you needed to do was have exposed ones on top that weren't covered in anything that were just like standing in so that they crisp up and they stay crispy.
Yeah.
I just think otherwise it really just tastes like lasagna.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
And I also think some more Mexican flavour in there.
Oh, mate.
And a bit of guacamole and sour cream.
Glenn, Carrie doesn't get it. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it, mate.
Yeah, good man. And what have you got for me?
Mate, you stick your corn chips in the oven first before you put all your meat and stuff on top and then put it all back into the oven for a little bit and they'll be crispy as, mate.
Glenn, that's genius. Yep. I got a great suggestion, which maybe you'd have thoughts on. Someone told me on Instagram, they said, crunch up some chips and put them on the bottom layer so you get this crispy layer of corn chip on the bottom.
But won't they get soggy when they're sitting in the oven with all the sauce?
Glenn, what do you reckon?
Nah, not really. It depends how much sauce and meat you put on each chip. Okay. But it might get a little soggy, but you should be right, brother.
Glenn, you're a great man.
How often are you making nacho lasagna, Glenn?
At least once a week, my partner makes them beautiful.
You legend. Good on you, mate. Give us a call, 131060.
I'm shocked.
You've
outdone yourself.
Do you know I'm finding it hard to chat to you about this?
Why?
Because you're not on my level.
What do you mean?
Like I'm inventing things in the kitchen.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. But you know, us food people, we need to chat to other food people. So like I need to chat to other food inventors.
I tell you it's amazing and I'm still not accepted.
But when I go to restaurants, no, you're accepted. You absolutely accepted. But like as a patron, you know what I mean? Like when you go to restaurants and you say the chef's amazing, you look up to them.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm doing
Well, how about you want to chat to more of your food people?
No.
You go chat
because
to them.
I was joking.
I'm going to go grab a coffee and I'll be back when you finish chatting.
Can you make us a coffee, please?
Yeah, I will. And I'll bow out of your chat that you're doing next. What do you want people to call for?
I want to know what food.
Now food wankers like you.
Yes, that's what I want. What have you invented in the kitchen? And do you know how to get Carrie back on side? Give us a call. 131060 is our number.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon and on 131060 Food Inventors. Give us a call.
Tom Haig hit the kitchen again last night and
it was delicious.
Nacho lasagna.
Lasagna with mission chips. Delicious.
Yes, that's a less catchy name, but sure.
What about lachos?
Why do you
lasagna nachos? Lachos.
Nachos.
Lachos.
Do you say nachos?
No.
Because but you called it lachos.
I don't know
and
why.
And then you
I
said
that.
Lasagna nachos.
I've never called it nachos in my life.
Because my housemate says tacos.
He does, mate. Johnny says tacos.
Yeah, can you guys get Johnny on the line, please?
He does it.
Don't tell him what it's about.
Though. Okay. Steve Price says nachos.
Nachos.
I can't believe something that Steve Price says is rubbed off of me. I mean, of all the things, at least it's that. Could have been worse.
On 131060, we're asking, what food did you invent? G'day, Rye.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
All right, living the dream. What did you invent?
I didn't invent anything, but I was hearing you on the radio talking about nachos, lasagna, and the missus made lasagna last night. She's out tonight, so I went and bought a few snitties, and I'm just going to load it up with lasagna and maybe some guacamole, and I've got exactly what you and Kari are talking about.
That sounds like heaven.
So what do you call that, a lasagna?
I have no idea.
What about a lasagnana? Like a parmigiana.
Oh, lasagnana.
Yeah. Lasagnana. Yeah, exotic.
Three people just going, lasagnana.
Hey, let's go to my housemate, Johnny, just quickly. G'day, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Oh. Just checking, Johnny. When we go to get Mexican, we drink margaritas, and what do we eat?
We have a taco. Ooh. Taco. I can't remember which one it is.
It's taco, mate.
I just thought, is that what the call is about? Because I can't remember if it's taco or taco.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say taco.
And
you
wasn't always quite say taco. It was taco.
You caught yourself half of it. You've said taco for as long as I've known you.
Yeah, I say taco. It's a little bit like a Speedo.
It's all right. Carrie says nachos. So.
I don't. I accidentally said nachos. Like, Johnny, I just had a slip.
But why would they put an S there if they don't want you to have it?
What do you mean?
At the end. Oh, nachos.
Well, nachos has an S at the end.
Yeah.
Johnny, go away. You're interrupting our chat. Baz, what food did you invent?
Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
Good. What have you invented?
Pizza wraps. Pizza. What you do is you take your wrap, you put pizza sauce all over it with all your toppings and your cheese, whack it in the oven and cook it up. And then when it comes out, you roll it up like a wrap and you eat it.
Baz, I'm going to ask you possibly a stupid question. Why don't you just take a pizza and roll it up?
Because it wouldn't roll up the same. It'd break, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably.
I thought you were putting a slice of pizza in a wrap and rolling up the wrap.
Why do you have objections to everyone's food invention?
No, I just was saying a pizza wrap. I thought it was a piece of pizza in a wrap. That's what you would think.
I didn't think this would be so problematic for our working
relationship. I told you I could stay out of the chat. And you said no.
I don't think you meant it. Yeah.
I was happy to go out, mate. Okay. I got calls I could make.
Okay. Are you going to call in?
I've invented nachos. Chat about tacos.
G'day, Jess.
Hi.
What did you invent?
So I invented potatoes. So, you know, potato gems, the little hash browns.
Yeah.
So you put them in the air fryer first, crisp them up real nice. And then you put all your nacho toppings on instead. So your salsa, your cheese, a bit of diced bacon crisp up, guacamole, sour cream. So instead of the chips, you're eating effectively mini hash browns with nachos.
Potatoes.
I've got to get an air fryer.
Potatoes.
You say potato, I say potatoes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. And right now you can get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
Ooh,
good for your insides, good for your outsides.
So true, because I'm going to get some Nature's Own, some Nature's Way.
You should get some Nude by Nature as well.
Really?
While you're getting Nature's Own and Nature's Way.
I've actually started having Clothed by Nature, which is a non-existent brand. Get into Chemist Warehouse, get yourself some half price vitamins, half price cosmetics. So much still to come on our show, including your chance to win $2,800 with the time game coming up later on. But this is so exciting for me because I've just read on the run sheet. Up next, because you saw someone incredible at the TAB and I did not know you'd started punting.
Oh, mate, I've got a whole secret account you do not know
really?
About.
Really? Yep. What are you on, the trots?
The people you see at the TAB.
The dish lickers?
I mean, I've not spent any time at the TAB, but now I know who goes to the TAB. Wait till you hear. Up next, I'm going to be heading there weekly.
Okay.
We'll do it after this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon.
Watching a bit of Brekkie TV this morning.
Oh, no way, not you.
As I do.
Mm.
Had the sound down when I was doing Readers with Evie. Don't worry. I don't have that on while I'm doing my kids stuff.
Sure.
I'm a good mother.
Why did you say that?
I put closed captions on so I can read while I'm reading to her.
Oh, well, if she's learning to read, you can
exactly.
Read as well.
No, I was watching today's show. Mm. And as I was making lunches, and then I saw Matt Damon pop up on the Today Show. I was like, oh, my God, they've got an interview with Matt Damon. He's obviously out in the country with all the bloody megastars that are out here at the moment. And everyone's been trying to get Matt Damon.
Who is their guest booker? Because we can't Luke McGregor, who used to live with me. Then I realised I shouldn't have listed the other ones. Because back to you.
But Matt Damon, if you're listening, we are here for a chat. If you want to call us, 131060.
Just calling on the line.
But then I realised, no, he wasn't chatting to the Today Show. He was actually chatting to Today in America.
Oh.
And the Today Show here was replaying the interview of him from Australia chatting to the Today Show in America, which made me a bit sad because I thought, Today Show here can't get the guy that's in our country.
Yeah.
But they can get him over there.
Yes, but again, just proximity doesn't seem to affect it. When we were, when I was living with Luke, we couldn't get
Luke McGregor. Yes. You're still going on about Luke McGregor.
Yes, because I realised I wasn't allowed to mention the other ones.
Yes. No, you can mention the other ones. Oh, well, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still trying to get Miguel, if you listen. we want to talk to you about your new beer. Call us, 131060. Yeah. Anyway, the thing that caught my surprise was Matt Damon was just hanging out in a pub. Like, there's a TAB in the background. He is in Byron, obviously, hanging out at the moment, and that must be where he's filming.
Is that
and
the
living.
Beachy?
I don't know what that is. Is
it
that
is.
The Beachy?
Yeah.
Anyway, this was US Today Show asking Matt, where are you?
Okay. Matt Damon, good morning.
Good morning. Or, well, good evening.
I know. Where are you? Where are you and what are you drinking? That's what we want to know first.
I'm in Australia. I'm having a beer. The people at the local pub were nice enough to leave it open just so that I could do this because they've got the best internet connection in this neighborhood where I am. So, yeah, that's where I am. I'm having a beer.
That's great.
It's so Aussie.
We can't do our show from the TV.
They did actually go on to ask him, which was pretty daring, about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
We're glad that you're a little boozy because we get to the movie, which looks incredible, we need to talk about something.
Yeah, very important topic.
Your friend Ben Affleck.
And
a little thing we call Bennifer.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
He did go on to say he'd be very happy for them if it is true that they are together. But as I was watching him, he just looked so unfamous.
Yeah.
He just looked like a guy in a pub.
I think it's
in
hard
back Australia.
I think it's hard to. I mean, Byron's not the outback, but I think it's hard.
I'm just saying he looks like.
Oh,
a guy
sorry,
in a pub
because
in outback
I'm sorry,
Australia.
Mate. Yeah, you're right. It's hard to look famous in a TAB.
But that's the thing, right? Is I thought
I've tried so hard
maybe
every
if you put
weekend.
Some shoes on.
Yeah, or pants.
Yeah. But I thought, you know what Zoom has done the whole pandemic? Because every time we Zoom with any stars, they're all in their bedrooms or their lounge rooms or back living at home with their parents. I feel like this whole pandemic has made stars just a bit star-like.
Yes.
And I thought especially all the ones living in Australia, like they're getting real locker. Like Matt looks like a real Aussie bloke.
Yes.
I thought we're going to send them all back to LA where they've, you know, arrived from LA all smooth and cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be like sending back some proud Aussie bogans.
How great. Just some flannel on the red carpet. Yeah, I love it too.
Someone calling in. Is that Matt?
No,
it's Christy from Townsville.
Not Matt is going under the name of Christy.
But I thought 131060, you know how we normally do I spy a celebrity in the wild?
Yes.
How about we do this instead? I spy a celebrity in the wild.
Oh. TAB edition.
What happened to...
Who'd you see at the TAB is what I thought was going to play out, which was your suggestion, and I love it. Who'd you see at the TAB?
Right.
If Matt Damon's just hanging out on the TAB, other celebs be at the TAB.
Mate, I'm surprised Buddy Thor himself wasn't there. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we are talking about Bickers.
I spy a celebrity in the wild.
Oh. Who'd you see at the TAB?
Good old Matt Damon.
Yes.
Hanging out at the pub while doing a cross to American Today show.
Cheeky flutter. Do you reckon he had a cheeky flutter?
Who knows? He was having a frothy though.
Yes.
Yeah, he said he was having a bit.
Who's this Aussie?
I know. What's happened to
me? Yeah, nah,
he was having a frothy.
Yeah, nah.
I don't think I've ever said that.
No, I said,
oh,
Damo!
In my own
get him out, mate!
Can you do the rest
wheels,
of the break
Damo!
Like that?
Spin the wheels!
131060, Matt Damon, if you're listening. You can still call anytime. Our lines are open anytime.
Should we go to Alan? G'day, Alan.
Hey guys, how you going?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Who'd you see at the TAB?
I ran into John English.
Oh, from, what was that? I used to love that show. Almost, something almost, you know, absolutely.
Not sure.
No.
Absolutely almost.
No. Wasn't he, anyway, wasn't he in that old show?
Alan, was he in that old show?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. He was a little before my time.
Yes, okay.
Oh, my God.
After,
if he was
after because
a little before your time. How old are you, Alan?
I'm 33.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a lot older.
He goes, okay, let's go to Layla. G'day, Layla.
Hi, how are you?
You look so great. Who'd you see at the TAB?
Well, my story's a little bit vintage like myself. But back in the day when you're allowed to party, in Jindabyne where I grew up, the Lake Jindabyne Hotel used to regularly have bands. And given that it was the only place in town where anyone could go and do anything, we'd meet people like the Angels, Midnight Oil.
But Layla, were they at the TAB?
Yeah, no, they're at the TAB because there's like a gaming area at the pub and it was the TAB.
Yes. But were they in the TAB? Or
yeah, were they just in playing? The TAB.
Oh, good on you, Layla. Thank you. I was worried there for a second. And the second question I have, obviously being from Jindabyne, do you know Hamish McDonald?
I thought the same thing.
Do I know Hamish McDonald?
Yes. Obviously not by your tone, Layla. Host of okay. Q&A ABC personality. Yes,
it's Carrie. Still annoying me that none of you know the show that John English was in.
What was it?
He was when we were growing up. It was on TV and it had
mate, I thought Jane, what have you been Googling?
Jane Hall in it.
Did it?
Yes.
Dave, do you know what Carrie's talking about?
All together now.
All together now. Thank you,
good
Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Always.
Come through with the goods. Dave, who'd you see at the TAB?
A few years back now, I went into Windy Hill Club Rooms and Sheedy was in the TAB.
The great man.
That would have been a great chat.
You know if he had a win as well, he surely he'd go scarf around the head, wouldn't he?
Well, it was just after, it was just coming up to his 500th game as a coach and all that sort of thing. So he signed a coaster for my mate because I'm a Colts supporter.
Yeah, right.
Good on you, Dave. Oh,
Sheeds is a busy boy because, Steve, where did you see Sheeds?
I saw Sheeds in a betting shop in Darwin many years ago.
A bedding or a betting?
I think betting, yeah. They used to have betting shops before TAB, so big blackboards and blokes used to write, you know, numbers all over them. Well, and, Sheeds was in there 30 years ago, so he's got a bit of a habit, I think, Carrie and Tom.
Whether it's betting or bedding.
Well, I just imagine him picking a duvet, you know. Just
I was going to say, you can lay the field and that applies to both.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
Earlier today, you weren't in the room and the team.
So I was a little late for one meeting.
Yeah. That was my subtle way, passive-aggressive way of saying you were late today.
I missed the passive bit about it.
But I was shown a video.
Okay.
And this was my reaction watching that video. Why is he just, what's he doing? Run. But holy f***. Where the f*** is it?
Wow. Did Sonda show you that same porn that she showed us ages ago? Remember when she did that? And she's like, guys, watch this on air. And we're like, I don't think you can do this. And you're the boss. I'd love to report it to someone, but it's you.
That's not what she showed me.
Okay. Well, your reaction was the same the last time. Oh, now you can make me
next
watch it,
we're doing
you?
How Big Is Yours, which makes all of this chat feel very weird. Anyway, that wasn't the video she was showing me.
Am I going to see it?
It was another video, and I'm going to show you next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry.
Bickers. I don't think you can do that.
Throughout that whole song.
Why?
I know you're not allowed to cough anymore.
What happened?
Do you know, it's gotten so bad at home that Evie's stressed about coughing because I've told her she's not allowed to cough at school. So then when she needs to cough at school, she gets stressed about coughing because she's like, I've been told I can't cough at school. I'm like, no, I just mean don't like, to
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Coughing your elbow. I was going to say armpit. That's not right.
That's weird. Just kid walking around coughing into their armpit.
Knocks himself out from the smell.
Let me tell you the tale of Tommy Lee.
A drummer.
Not the Motley Crue Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee, a tarpon fishing man.
Sorry?
Are they called tarpons?
Has he got a tarpon?
He was tarpon fishing. Is that a type of fish?
Oh, good to see he's wearing protection. I guess if you don't want to get wet, that's what you do. Good on you,
anyway,
Tommy.
He was tarpon fishing in the Everglades in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And he was ready for a good morning, wanted to get a good catch. Then all of a sudden, what should bob out of the water? No, that's a shark.
do you want me to just watch the video? Yeah, you've given me a video to watch.
I forgot. Watch the video.
Okay.
I watched this earlier today.
Okay, so he's fishing.
Yep, yep.
And I can see.
Yep, she's just there.
Oh, no. No, this is going to be bad news because it's real crocky looking.
Yeah, it's very crocky water.
Oh, and he's so close to the water.
Yeah, he is.
And there's like a lot of that slow-lying swampland stuff.
And then it starts to bubble. No, and then he can tell what's coming. So he starts
running.
Speeding
up because the video is 2 minutes. Is that why? Oh, and he's moving back.
Yeah, because he can see it coming out. And then he trips and falls.
Oh, my gosh.
So then
gosh,
he stumbles.
Because, oh, no. Is he going to trip on shrubland?
Yeah, he trips on shrubland.
Oh, no, he's down. He's down. Oh, Tommy Lee, get up. We need you. We can't lose another drummer. Okay. He's up. Oh, why has he stopped running away from
it? Okay, my exact point. He then goes towards it.
Because he probably knows he can't outrun it.
At this point in time, so we're talking about an 11-foot, which is about a 3-metre alligator.
Yeah, but let's not forget, Tommy's got a tarp on. They're both intimidating. Why would a man be wearing a tarp? And now he's turned and he's sprinting.
Now he's turned because he's realised that the gator's just...
Still holding
scoping
his
him out.
Fishing rod, I guess, to poke it away. Oh, gosh. And there's so many shrubs where it could come out of.
I know. And there could be others hiding in there because they love a bit of a hide. They do. The
do
gators.
They?
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yep. They hide in tarpon area. Can someone find out if I'm saying that right? Maybe it's tarpon fishing.
I can almost guarantee you're not. But oh, my gosh. And still, he's following it back as it's turned to go back
anyway,
in the water.
Anyway, you can stop watching now. 2 minutes is way too long.
Sorry.
And his commentary is so chilled. If I was in that situation, there'd be far more expletives coming out.
Yeah, well, we'd wonder why you had a tarp on in the first place.
I wish I'd have a tarp on.
Yes.
To mute myself. Anyway, it made me think of one of my favourite segments we've ever done.
We've got to stop saying that about all of our segments.
But this was a good one.
Yeah.
This was a great one, don't you remember?
Yeah.
How big's yours?
The croc edition.
How big's yours?
So last time we were talking about fish.
Mm.
We could be talking about tarpons. Call up if you've caught a big tarpon. But in this particular edition, I want to hear croc stories.
Yeah, great.
When the croc attacked, how big was it?
Great.
13, 10,
60.
Were you there? I hope you were there.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Justin Bieber and Peaches. It is Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
And we're doing this.
How big's yours?
The croc edition.
Mm.
Tommy Lee. Not the Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, was tarpon fishing in the Everglades in Florida when he came across a massive alligator, an 11-foot alligator. It started creeping out of the water. He went running back the other way, filmed the whole thing. Thank you very much, Tommy Lee, for our enjoyment.
Tommy Lee is an interesting name, isn't it?
It is.
It's I can't help, even though you've said it's not Tommy Lee, I'm still picturing because you don't.
And everyone would measure him against Tommy Lee.
Yes,
like
you
I think
don't
he's
be in
very
that.
Boring in comparison to Tommy Lee.
Yes. And if
does Tommy Lee say what he's fishing? Is it tarpon?
Well, that puts an end to my tarpon fishing.
Tarpon.
Tarpon fishing.
Tarpon fishing.
That was just breathing. Okay, sorry. Give us it one more time.
Well, that puts an end to my tarpon fishing.
Now shut your eyes, Bickers.
Okay.
Well, that puts an end to my tarpon fishing.
No, he's not Scotty.
Damn it. With a shot.
Vanessa.
Have a go at it, Vanessa.
How big was your croc?
Well, it wasn't a case of being big. We went over to South Africa about 4 years ago for my brother's wedding, and we took our kids, who were 2.5 and 4.5 at the time, to a crocodile park. And there were no fences up around any of the crocodiles.
Ooh.
And they were just walking wildly. So we've got pictures of our two little toddlers next to crocodiles just out in the wild, just walking around this wildlife park.
You weren't worried they were going to take your kids?
Yeah, but you've got to get that on footage.
Yeah, we had to get photos of it. There were like wildlife people walking around, but they didn't have sticks or anything to poke them back. So it was like, take your life in your hands at the crocodile park.
Not yours, love, you took kids' lives. Yeah.
Well, I love to poke them back too, because now I picture the crocodiles with big sticks poking people. Like, oh God, who gave them all these?
Well, the largest ever croc. Alligator discovered 6 meters long. Imagine coming
a croc across. Alligator.
No,
which one was it? 6 meters.
I think it may have been an alligator. Crocodile.
Yeah,
we probably should find out how big the biggest alligator what was. Given this is an biggest? Alligator story.
While we've got you, what's the difference between a croc and an alligator?
Something to do with saltwater, freshwater. No.
Yeah.
Northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere. I'm not sure.
Good.
Bill, do you know the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
I'm actually not even too sure. I'm not a big fisherman myself. Yeah.
Okay. When did you see a croc?
Me?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell my story? Sorry.
Nah, I think I'm done. Thank you.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon and 13:10:60. If you want to play the time game right now.
$2,800 up for grabs today.
All you've got to do is be one with time. How easy.
But right now, guys, let's get into this.
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
On your marks, get set.
This is pretty fun because if people can sketch and run, we need you to do both at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a running race while you're drawing a picture. Like Pictionary, but a relay.
Yes. And what do people do if they want to get involved?
Okay, well, this is the embarrassing bit for us.
Mm.
People have to send us their best or worst sketch of us.
No, that was a bit I insisted on.
Did you? Did you ask for that bit?
Draw me like one of your French girls.
You've got to draw either Tommy or me and send it in to carrieandtommy.com.au now. And you and your teammates could be trying to win $5,000 cash thanks to Skechers.
$5,000 in cash. That's so good. Carrieandtommy.com.au is the place you need to go. And if you are using charcoal, go easy on my nose.
Become a Skechers Insider for exclusive competitions, member-only offers and more. Sign up now at Skechers.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God.
And the prize jackpots weekly. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$2,800. Boy!
Wow. I wonder what that amount would be if we times it by 10 and then subtracted $25,200.
That would be $22,800.
Is that correct? Carrie and Tommy's time.
The original prompt. Hang on. I don't know. Anyway, Dave, we're playing the time game.
I need to know if he got that right. Did he get that right, Dave?
I don't know. I can't remember what the numbers were. Yeah. G'day, Dave.
G'day, how we doing?
Yeah, great. Dave, this is so easy. Jesse's going to say start, and when you think exactly 5 seconds is up, you say stop. If you get it bang on the knocker, $2,800 is yours. You ready?
Yes, mate, definitely. I'll give it a go.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. That felt very quick.
Oh, did you think? I thought it felt not too bad. Dave, how'd you feel about it?
Oh, mate. Yeah, I think so. Caught me off guard, but yes. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
I feel like you're in the threes there.
Jesse.
4.58.
Ooh, not bad, Dave. Thank you for getting involved.
And apparently you were right. Your math calculation was accurate.
Oh, God, I'm at one with time and math. G'day, Steve.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. Steve, the great thing about you is how many letters are in your name?
Oh, can we not?
Five. Every
time? Five.
Here we go. I'm a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's correct. Good on you. You just say stop when you think 5 seconds is up.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, that felt good.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you thinking, Bickers? How close?
I reckon a 4.9 or a 5.1.
Oh, you're thinking this could be on?
Yeah.
That gives Steve a 1 in 20 chance of winning...
Math,
right?
I don't think so.
Yes? Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Okay. Jesse.
4.39.
Oh. Good on you, Steve. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Carla.
You know what? You should ask Carla.
I'm not asking Carla how many letters in her name. Carla.
Carla.
Are
you at one with time? Are you normally early or late?
I'm always at one with time.
That's good, Carla. How many letters are in your name?
Five.
Perfect. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
I tell you what, Carla.
Felt good.
That felt real good.
There's $2,800 on the line, Carla.
Was that in your waters?
Did you put that in my waters?
I thought that in my waters.
Yes.
Either that or I pissed myself. Carla.
My heart's pounding.
Okay, Jesse.
Jesse, he looks happy.
I know.
Five.
Oh, my God.
Points.
Oh, my God.
2-9.
Oh.
Try again another day.
Good
Thank
on you.
Carla.
Thank you. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Glenn, is there two N's or one N at the end of your name?
Just the one, mate. Just the one. I'm Manly. Manly.
Okay, you're good. As opposed to those Glenns.
Well, yeah, I'm just lazy. I don't know. I like the second N is a bit too much. You know?
Yeah, yeah, good on you. Good on you. Glenn, you just got to say stop when 5 seconds is up and $2,800 would be yours. What will you spend the money on?
My family, mate. I'm your kid.
Yeah, good on you, Glenn.
You're a lovely man.
Best of luck.
Okay then, mate. Thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Jeez.
Wow.
Felt pretty good.
That felt again really good, but I'm not at one with time today.
Maybe
so
my
think.
Waters are off because that felt right in my waters.
It felt
as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Felt good in my water.
I've got Glenn on a holiday already in my
head. Glenn, your waters felt good as well?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah, yep. Yep.
Yeah, look at us. Okay, maybe we're in sync. Jesse.
We are.
4.55.
Oh, you're kidding.
On, Glenn.
One lucky last one.
Okay, let's go to Kylie. Kylie, you're our last caller for What?
Ask her about the letters.
I'm not asking about the letters.
Ask her how many.
You're our last time game caller, Carla. Kylie.
Oh.
You're confusing me, Tommy.
Kylie.
Yes.
Would I be correct in saying you have 5 letters in your name?
I'm pretty sure, yes, you're correct.
Yep. Okay, that's good. 5 seconds is when we need you to stop the clock. Do you, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking about 5 seconds.
Yeah. Look at me and you go, Carls. I hope you win. You just have to say stop when you think 5 seconds is up. It is over to you guys.
Start.
Stop.
Kylie, I liked it. I liked it. You nursed it right into the pocket there and then bang, whack-a-mole. Might have got a touch over, but I thought it was pretty good, Carls.
Jesse.
6.45.
You were wrong, Kylie. Good news is, jackpot's next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy's genius idiot.
Ooh, this is where someone presents an idea and the rest of the team judges whether it's brilliant or bull. And I don't have an idea, so.
No, I never have ideas, so it's not mine. I seriously don't ever have, I don't have time to have little weird invention ideas.
What about the 3 hours each morning when you watch breakfast TV?
I'm too busy watching breakfast TV.
Sorry,
The only
of course.
Time I've ever had something for this segment I'm was surprised. When I thought that people should use baby Bjorns instead of carry bags to come home from the supermarket. And you just wear your baby Bjorn to the supermarket, you put all of your stuff in there and then your hands are free for the walk home.
See, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I had a similar baby Bjorn idea, but it was for Uber baby Bjorn. And it was when you live close enough to the pub that you don't want to bother a car coming to take you because it's embarrassing.
That's right.
So you get an ex-basketball player with a giant baby
Bjorn on
the chest to carry on the front and take you home.
Yeah.
Jesse, it must mean... I noticed Jesse was pretty slow on the genius buttons for us there, but that's fine.
No,
Jesse.
We already decided in previous segments that both of those ideas were genius.
Okay.
Jesse. Guys, today is not technically my idea, but in the spirit of this segment... We can steal it and make money off it. And I'm stoked because I think we can make a lot of money off this idea, okay? So
more so than the crypto trend that we didn't embark on.
Yeah, no, there's no way we'll make more money than that, but it's still good, okay? So basically, when you wash your clothes and they come out smelling like the washing detergent or the fabric softener or whatever, people
love that smell.
Yes, people love that smell, right?
Especially when you put softener in. I've only discovered softener later in life. My God.
What does that do?
It's just got that real American kind of real clean wash about it.
Hang on. So you put the powder in.
Yeah, and then you put a bit of softener in, especially with your towels.
At the same time.
And that makes your towel soft and not itchy, but it also means they smell so clean and fresh and you can get different flavoured smells.
Softener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's not your idea, is it? Because we could definitely make some money on softener.
If you like it, because I like towels quite, I don't like them fluffy.
Oh, you want to be exfoliated.
Yeah. I like those towels, but those real old towels.
Why?
Because they dry better. I'd like a hardener. Is your idea hardener, Jesse? Because it's a good one.
No, but put it on the list.
Okay.
So basically, my idea is we make a cologne that smells like the detergent or the softener. Right.
So the first thing I'll say, don't hover your finger over the button.
Oh, mate, I'm so ready for this. Yeah.
So before you hit the button,
yeah,
colognes retail for, let's say,
$69.95.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. And what is your softener or detergent
to be fair,
for a litre?
For like $16, I could wash my clothes for a week.
Or couldn't you just smear a bit behind your ears?
No. So you get the 2-litre bottle or whatever that's like $8, right? And then you water it down.
Oh, we're making our own cologne. You're not getting someone to make this.
Oh, I mean, this is what they would do, I assume, in the factory.
If you used hardener and you sprayed it on your neck, would you get a stiff neck?
But then we can make loads of these bottles at a really discount price, and the margin is huge. But
can we also bottle the smell of a baby? Because that's amazing. So we can make baby spray as well.
I will take rain on hot asphalt.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Or fresh cut grass.
Yeah.
No.
A new book.
Hay fever.
A new book.
Thank you. A new book.
You know when you flip through a book and it smells delicious?
What?
A bit woody.
What are you talking about?
I'm back on the hardener.
I think you just mean old people, don't you? That's what books smell like.
Well, you know I've got a thing for old
people. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
Last night on The Project. Are you here? I was about to tell you a tale.
Mate, I didn't know we were on.
You're just scrolling through your phone off the
corner. Because I thought you were checking audio.
Yeah, I've checked the audio. Okay. Now we're on air.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, Tommy here.
Last night on The Project, we were chatting about Jennifer Lopez supposedly getting back together with Ben Affleck.
Yes.
And in that chat, Waleed used a word I had never heard before.
Portmanteau.
What's portmanteau? When
we were talking about the ad break, where you put the two names or two words together.
Like Benifer.
They were
the very first portmanteau. And that's where all of the
Brangelina and Tomcat, all of that, that's where that all started.
Portmanteau.
It's French.
Portmanteau. Okay.
Portmanteau.
What do you know? Portmanteau. Come in, get yourself a nice jacket. Portmanteau.
Is apparently a large suitcase. Right, that's where the word comes from. And the word comes from French porter, which is carry, and manteau, which is mantle or cloak. So it's what you carry your clothes in. So when you combine the suitcase and the ability to carry your clothes in, you're combining something, portmanteau, like combining two words.
A sofa cum bed.
Pardon?
A sofa cum bed.
Oh, like a sofa bed.
A sofa cum bed.
Yes.
Yes. A sofa cum bed.
Portmanteau.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, well, I thought you were saying something else then. No. Waleed looked at me like, what do you mean you've never heard the word portmanteau before? Mm. Then I went home and I was telling Chris about it. And I said to Chris, and I learned about the word portmanteau. And he goes, yeah, portmanteau, when you put two things together. And I was like, oh, don't give me that. Yeah, when you put two words together. He said, you'd know that. That's a word that's been used for years. It's how Ben Affleck and J-Lo became Benifer. And I'm like, yes, I know. I've been told.
Mate, I've never heard that word in my life. No.
Okay, this is what I thought, because then I started feeling, I was going to do the segment, How Dumb Are You? Because I thought, I'm really dumb that I didn't know what portmanteau
means. No, mate.
And I thought, let's get some callers on. We'll just cold chat to them so they haven't heard any of this. And let's find out, do they know what the word portmanteau means?
Great.
Riley, are you there? Hey, hello? Riley.
Yes, hi.
How are you, Carrie and Tommy here?
Hi.
Do you know the word portmanteau?
No.
I've never heard it either before, Riley. At a guess, what do you think it would mean?
No idea.
No,
I'm exactly
Riley.
The same. You're smart like us,
Riley. And you're helping me prove a point. Thank you,
good
Riley.
You.
Renee, how are you, Renee?
I'm well. How are you, Dom?
Good. You know when you've got Ben Affleck and J-Lo and together they make Benifer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the word is to describe the joining of two words like that?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of like Brangelina, Brangelina?
Yeah.
Do you know what the word is that they use to describe two words being combined together?
Oh, it's a collaboration of two.
That sounds great. Apparently.
I think there's compound words as well, isn't there?
Well, that feels like that's what it is. Renee,
like
that's
Badawax?
Combining two words sounds like exactly what it is. But apparently Badawax, the word is portmanteau. Have you ever heard of that?
That's very interesting. I love learning something new every day. It's amazing what the world's coming up with. Is it new in the dictionary?
No, apparently it's very old, and you were supposed to know it. I was supposed to know it. Everybody's supposed to know it.
I didn't know it either.
It's just interesting.
Yes.
Good
Renee.
On you, Renee. G'day, Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, do you know what the word portmanteau means?
No idea.
Sarah,
no.
I'd never heard it before in my life until Carrie just told me a minute ago.
Which means, Sarah, when you combine two names like Brad and Angelina, Brangelina, it's a portmanteau.
Oh, well, my nan's name's actually one of those. She's got Williams, so Wilma. So it's William and Mary joined together from her parents.
She's a portmanteau.
She's a portmanteau. You can give her a call and say, you're a portmanteau.
And
good
Chris
on you, Sarah. Thank
you. And Waleed, you are up because no one knows what portmanteau means.
Can we just finish by swearing at people?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'll have a go at them.
They're sweethearts.
Well.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on the Listener app.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half-price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.